As we enter into the end of days, you have a choice to make. The choice is whether you want to be a dark elf or a light elf. And what is the difference? It is the difference between a wolf and a vampire. The Dolgalfar is the dog, the wolf, the dark elf. The Losalfar is the light elf. The light elf is the vampire. Understanding the difference between the wolf and the vampire, we're going to explain here, but you are going to be Bella. And so you're going to have to choose who you decide to be. And the choice helps when we explain the difference between the Dolgalfar and the Losalfar. I asked my higher self to show me whether the Dolgalfar is a wolf through dreaming. Last night, I met my first boyfriend. When I escaped from Hawkins Lab, I was put into another hospital called Anawaiki. I was in Anawaiki until I was almost 16 years old. So at 15, right before my 16th birthday, my mother just abandoned me. I ended up meeting up with a guy that I knew in school named Jeffrey, and he was Native American. And he ran away with me. His mom didn't want us to live with him because I had nowhere to live. And we ran away and hitchhiked to West Virginia. We lived in a trailer with 10 other people. We bathed in the river. And he basically saved my life. He was my protector. Well, he passed away several years ago. And he is who I saw in my dream last night. And he was a wolf. So what I saw in my dream was that I had passed away and I was in his house with many other humans and I was sitting on a white sheet or a bed and he sat next to me protecting me. He looked like a Nawal. He wore a short black hat with black clothing and he was highly intelligent. And they like work in a pack. So they work together, right? Their power comes in numbers. And he just was my protector. He watched me like the whole time. And then all of a sudden, all these people gathered. We went outside and then it was dark and we were looking at the horizon right at dusk. And at the horizon, there was this man that I couldn't see playing a beautiful flute. And it was like Native American sounding. And we were all silent listening to this flute sound. And then suddenly, as I looked at the horizon, I looked and I saw my first boyfriend, Jeffrey, and he was a wolf. He was a big black wolf, and he turned around and he looked at me. And so this was telling me, yes, there are wolves. The Native Americans were like the wolves, and the Dolgalfars versus the Losalfars has always been a battle. And so the reason we came here was we came here to Middle Earth to decide, are you going to be a Dolgalfar or are you going to be a Losalfar? So let's go and learn about the difference between the Dolgalfar and the Losalfar. The wolf, the vampire, the dragon, the deer, the Dolgalfar versus the Losalfar. The dog, Dolg, versus the light, Losalfar. The Battle of Ragnarok is called the Twilight of the Gods, Bella. In ancient myth, Freyr ruled over the dark and light elves. We were sent to Middle Earth to live a life in order to choose between the wolf and the vampire, the dark and the light elves. These elves are also connected to the gods called Vanir. If you pronounce it Vanir, it sounds like vampire. Searching further about the Vanir, in Gematria, it adds up to 64, which is the number 10 that we have been talking about if you follow me. But the Vanir are associated with grave sites, coffins, and graves. The Vanir, the vampire, they are associated with magic, shamanism, prophecy, and they often have unworldly gifts or powers. Many people believe that Osiris was a vampire. Remember that Osiris and Set were brothers, and Set was a dog. and Osiris was not. So one was a Losalfar, the other was a Dokalfar, a dog. The green skin is connected to a place called Twilight. Hecate was also known as a vampire, and the vampires were connected to blood sacrifice and drinking of such. But so was Jesus in a way. He said, I was only sent to save the lost sheep of Israel. And she said, Lord, help me. And he said, I don't throw bread to dogs. So he represents the light, the white lamb, the white Holy Spirit. And the dogs were the dark ones. So there is a conspiracy out there where they associate Jesus with a vampire. But I would more like to say that Jesus is just a light elf. So there's a large amount of people who believe that Jesus is like Dracula. And because he was able to perform miracles and had a significant amount of power, he was able to roll away the stone out of the tomb, giving him great strength. And he was able to shapeshift, which is connected to vampirism. I mean, he did say, drink my blood and live forever. But I don't think that the conventional vampire is what we need to believe. I think we need to believe in elves and the elven ones, the light elves versus the dark elves. So to prove the case that Jesus was a vampire, they talk about the wedding at Cana, feeding the 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead. Each act fits a benevolent vampire archetype. When Christ resurrected, he warned Mary Magdalene, do not cling to me, of how newly risen vampire must regulate body heat and scent before safe contact. But here's the thing. My boyfriend, Jeffrey, passed away. And he resurrected as a wolf. So he is alive as a wolf, but in another dimension. And then when you look at the stories of Christ where he was in the dark versus stories where he was in the light, you can kind of map out some significant connections to the Losalfars, the light. We always said that Jesus and Lucifer were the same on the same cross. And so the Losalfars, the Lucifers, represent the light elves, and the Dokalfars represents the dogs, which are the Set, like Satan, Set, Lucifer versus Satan. And if you read about the Vatican, Vampire Vatican, there's some pretty suspicious stories there as well. And so this is just the reality. There are elves, there are fairies, there are giants, and there are dark elves and light elves. The dark elves are dogs. They're wolves and they're shapeshifters. And all of them are shapeshifters. So they talk about these bells that used to ring at 528 hertz, which used to activate the blood of Christ within the body of the masses in order to maintain or perpetuate life. And they buried these bells. So to resurrect the bell is to awaken Bella. So Bella is a person, a human, an ignorant human who wakes up to the knowledge of wolves and vampires. And we're going to read Suzanne's art, where in her art, it literally shows you with the deer and the drinking of the red substance of Christ that she has a choice to make, and that her choice should be a Losalfar, because the deer represents the body of Christ, which is the Losalfar. And it's halo technology, and the solar drop over her eye there at 1 o'clock represents the drop of red stuff that gives you and sustains life. So at the bottom of the page, there's a Christ with a stone over his belly. And when the Christ rose, it made a power symbol and like a golden child. And there's a phoenix, meaning the phoenix is a symbol of somebody who passes, but then 3 days later rebirths brand new. And then this stag representing cosmic electricity. And they say that the skin of the vampire is that of an elephant. I've seen them on the spirit realm. I met these elephant-like people, and they were cold. And they didn't like me because I had warm skin. And they do have skin like an elephant. I guess you could say like a white elephant. So the white elephant, the white stags, and the number 1000 really represents someone who is in the upper world. It's called Upper Eden, and they are called the Royal Elves. And when we pass away, we resurrect as either a Dokalfar or a Losalfar. A Dokalfar wolf is someone who very much enjoys the world and enjoys family and tradition and religion and is a shapeshifter, and they're highly intelligent. They're very protective. And their power is in numbers. But the Losalfars, they have a particular power, a special kind of power. And they don't necessarily run in packs. They're kind of loners. But they mate for life, where the Dokalfars don't necessarily mate for life. They imprint on you, but they don't mate for life. The Losalfars rule the Dokalfars, because the Dokalfars are connected to the world. Like, they cannot exist without the world. If the world passes, they pass. So the Losalfars rule the Dokalfars, and there's always a battle of Ragnarok. It's the battle of the gods. Fenrir eats the sun. So the sun represents the light beings, and the moon, the howling at the moon, represents the dark beings. Now, this resurrected Christ above the stone that is rolled away is a window. It's called the Window of Shem, and it represents ruling over the four lower worlds, but it also makes a diamond. And there's a story that a new earth is going to be created where the Dokalfars and Losalfars get along, and that we're going to come to a peaceful agreement, and we're going to stop battling light versus dark through the female Buddha, Vajrayana, who is going to activate diamond light bodies. So you can see in this second piece, there's Bella, there's a bell, and there's a wicked witch and a unicorn being together right here. And this Abraxas is holding a whip, but then it's also Noah and the return of the days of Noah. Now, this Abraxas is stopping the Fibonacci sequence, meaning we have the ability to grow our spirit, our knowledge, through a numerical ascension, which is the Fibonacci sequence. And this Abraxas is holding a whip saying, I'm not going to let you grow any more than you've already grown. However, in Suzanne's piece, she's learning to use her shield technology in order to not be seen or detained by those who are trying to stop this ascension, this knowledge, and this transformation. So when you see Noah's Ark, it's a biblical prophecy, Matthew 24:37-39. Jesus states that the time of his second coming will be similar to the days before the great flood, characterized by widespread wickedness and people being preoccupied with normal life until divine judgment suddenly arrives. It serves as a warning to be alert to the signs of the times and remain spiritually prepared. Do not be distracted by worldly concerns at this time. So what it's saying in Suzanne's art, and Suzanne, this is for you, is maintain your trinity. The dark ones cannot see you or detain you if you learn to activate and sustain your shield technology. So let's talk about shield technology, because this is going to be very important for all of us, you guys. Shield technology is real. And if we activate it every day, your shield actually becomes independent and works without you having to activate it. All right. So we're going to study this and talk about the difference between the light and the dark, the wicked witch versus the unicorn, and how the lion and the lamb the Wicked Witch and the Unicorn, we're going to balance forces within ourselves. And we're going to stop a program that keeps us from growing, right? Because the bitten apple always represented the wolf, Little Red Riding Hood, who bit your apple. And so the Dokalfars always fed off of plasma and the white lamb of God as sustenance. And so if the Dokalfars and the Lofalfars stop eating each other and battling over each other, then we will be able to create a new world where all of these wars don't have to take place. Shields protect us not just in the physical, but also in the astral levels. They safeguard our astral bodies from attacks. All right. So in my dream, when I saw my first boyfriend who passed away on the astral realm, he was my protector. Now he is a wolf. And I don't consider myself necessarily a wolf, but I would more like to say that I'm a Lofalfar because I don't really get along with a lot of humans, if that makes sense. I'm off-put. They are off-putting to me, most of them. Their behaviors are they repulse me. Not everyone, but a lot of humans. So they safeguard our astral bodies from attacks, and this strong shield acts like a magnet. And so it attracts positive light and energies, which are required for the physical and astral bodies. A shield plays an important role during astral travel. So we need to have our shield, and maybe part of that shield is utilizing the wolf, and the wolf uses us as a shield also. A sufficiently strengthened shield also helps in bridging the gap between the physical and astral worlds. It helps the individual connect to the astral planes. It's also possible for one person to create and strengthen a shield for another individual. Obviously, these shields are to protect you from external negativities, energetic vampires, people pulling or taking your energy. I was watching a large amount of vampire videos on Instagram where this one girl said she lived in Louisiana and this vampire touched her shoulder and basically sucked a large amount of her energy away from her. And the woman literally said, "I'm a vampire and I took some of your energy," and she lost a significant amount of time and all this stuff, and she didn't know. And the vampire said, "All I have to do is touch you and I can take your energy, take your power like a battery." So your shield is your biofield. It's called your ethereal net, and your ethereal net can get torn to shreds during daily living. Understanding the power of your biofield will get you into concepts of frequency, 528 hertz, bells, the sound of bells. Also understanding that your biofield needs negative ions, all right? Beach, going outside in nature, and really kind of minimizing positive ions, which is cell phones and cell towers and microwaves and computers. So learning to strengthen your biofield or your shield will help you to understand that you should meditate regularly along with other practices. If you lax in this practice, your shield will get weakened over a period of time. And if you practice wrong spiritual techniques, they can also weaken your shield. So having the appropriate teacher to strengthen your shield, Bella, is paramount. So the Tower of Alchemy literally gives you visualizations and meditations to strengthen your biofield so that you aren't susceptible to any kind of wolf or vampire. Remember the secret I told you, seek first the kingdom of God. Your mind is no longer tethered to your avatar. You can remote view and you can enter into the body of any master. So enter into the body of Christ, enter into the body of Brahma, enter into the body of Vishnu, whomever you believe is very powerful, and begin to connect to their magnetism and replenish your energy by connecting with them. They say that if you receive very strong energies and you're spiritually not able to handle it, your shield can break or crack. In the sequels of Don Juan Carlos Castaneda, shaman Don Juan talks about your assemblage point and a crack in your egg and how it affects your power and your perception of reality. If your shield is weak or cracked, strong negativities can damage it further. And a very strong psychic can destroy your weak shield. The shield also gets affected when the individual's material life is not smooth. The shield begins to weaken and wither away, and then you can become sick. You will have to make a lot of effort to re-strengthen your shield. Now, one act of strengthening your shield is hanging from a tree in a hammock overnight. It actually collects electromagnetism and it takes you off the grid of the earth for a minute so that you can gather your energy back. Odin hung from a tree for 9 days. Jesus hung from a tree. Buddha sat up against a tree. Isaac Newton sat up against a tree. And these trees strengthen your biofield. Sit up against a tree or hang from a tree or climb a tree. And especially overnight for whatever reason. With regular practice and strong faith, you can consciously strengthen your shield daily. You want your shield to be light, strong, and pliant. Light itself acts as a shield. So when we do the fountain breath on my Patreon, if you do the fountain breath that we do as a meditation, if you do the meditations that brings in light through your body, around your body every single day from Kether to Malkuth and then back up and around your tree of life, this is also a visualization that strengthens your shield technology. And this communing with light has, there's many people who do different meditations. Like you can sit cross-legged facing the north. All right. So you see this Santa Claus, Christmas, right? Kind of energy here. You face the north. Imagine that you are inside a blue globe of light. This globe can be of any size that you are comfortable with. Pray to this blue light as protection and positivity. Experience this light for at least 3 minutes. So let's say you're going to the DMV or you're in a government facility or post office and you just feel negative energy. You immediately put yourself in that blue ball. You do the fountain breath and you wash and baptize your body with this white light, strengthening your shield. At the highest level of God, there is no difference between good and bad, positive and negative. From that level of consciousness, everything appears as a play of light, an interaction between light and dark. And we're moving into the new light age where dark and light begin to help each other instead of attack each other, which is called the diamond light body. So Bella, you are being asked to strengthen your shield against particular demons at this time. One demon's name is All, which is connected to Abraxas. Regularly strengthen your shield for your protection in this twilight zone of this dawn of this earth that is happening right now. The days of Noah have returned. We are in the time of judgment. And if you are full of light and illumination, the dark ones cannot see you or detain you. And your prayer or your living testimony will help you to ascend to your appropriate timeline where you will not be pushed back down into the darkness. Like my dream, the wolves will help the vampires. The vampires will help the wolves. The dark and the light are going to work together in a new earth called the Diamond Earth, the diamond light body that is being created so that we no longer attack each other. The world of duality finished.